When the Peabody Orlando sold its International Drive Hotel to the Hyatt Regency folks and moved out, they took the iconic ducks with them. They also took the Capriccio Grill Italian Steakhouse, or at least the name. So now it's Fiorenzo Italian Steakhouse, and for all intents and purposes, the restaurant is exactly the same, except I think it's gotten better. The menu still emphasizes the steakhouse aspect, but also features some Italian classics and a few creative twists. I started my recent dinner there with a platter of antipasti that included jamon ibérico, shaved from the shank at the carving station in the open kitchen, and wonderful sausages. I also sampled the pecorino nero, which just might have been my favorite thing of the evening. The squid ink pasta was dense and densely flavored, and the arrabbiata sauce added just the right amount of spiciness. That's not to take anything away from my New York strip steak, which was a gorgeously seared hunk of meat with a crispy outside and all the juiciness of a quality steak inside. It's easy to see why Fiorenzo still claims the steakhouse designation. My companion had the osso buco, a veal shank slowly braised into tender submission. The meat was wonderful, but I longed for a marrow spoon to make it easier to get the gooey goodness from the bone shank. I managed, though, and it was delicious on the fresh focaccia. The dining room is much the same, a pleasant blend of upscale and casual with the open kitchen a focus. Tabletops are a polished black marble and set with sparkling stemware. Service was attentive and knowledgeable. It was nice to finally see the new Fiorenzo, and I think you should too. I was disappointed with one thing, though. They still don't serve duck.